In the run-up to last year's election, opponents of the initiative allowing limited medical use of marijuana called the proposal flawed, rallying around arguments that children would get access, felons could register as caregivers, and providers would be immune from malpractice claims. United for Care campaign manager Ben Pollera is adamant these so-called loopholes never existed in the first place.
However, having gotten a second chance to do it, we made some changes to the amendment that essentially clarify those things which we said all along already existed in the amendment.
To get on the 2016 ballot, the organization will need to collect 683,149 verified signatures by February 1st of 2016. But they're hopeful the legislature will take action on its own before then. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.